In an encouraging sign for Indigenous health outcomes in Australia, a study has shown dramatic improvements in the life expectancy of people on the Tiwi Islands over a 50-year period. The rate of natural deaths in the community has progressively declined since 1986, particularly in people over 45 years old. It took University of Queensland researchers 5 years to analyse trends in the deaths of all people living on the remote Northern Territory Islands from 1960 to 2010. Centre for Clinical Research Professor Wendy Hoy says the results are significant and should be celebrated. She's speaking here to Nance Haxton in Brisbane.
Absolutely. The findings in this study gives an entirely different slant on the attitude towards the health of Aboriginal people who live in remote Australia. We've been able to examine 50 years of records in the Tiwi community. Indeed, we know of no other parallel quality source of data that is like this. And we've just been privileged to have these insights because of the meticulous records that the nuns who ran the clinic over that period of time have maintained.
So it shows some marked improvements in that 50 years.
When the earliest recording of records began, they had very high rates of prematurity and low birth weight. Perhaps 50% or more of all the babies were born were below the threshold birth weight, which is defined as low birth weight by World Health Organization. So astonishing rates of low birth weight. Perhaps it was the norm rather than the exception at that time. As a consequence of these dramatic survivals of infants and children who previously would have died, these populations are increasing very quickly. For example, in the Tiwi population, the numbers of people in the community has tripled since 1960 when when these observations began. Infant and childhood mortality is about only 5 to 10% of what it was in 1960, so that is truly dramatic. People are aging into adult life and they're aging as adults, having the opportunity to become older and older instead of dying prematurely, and their population structure is becoming more like those of a Western population rather than those of populations in the developing world. There is no suggestion that populations are dying out. Far from it, they're doubling and tripling in size. And the message to us as healthcare providers is don't lose heart.
It is a contrast, isn't it, to news that we so often hear of quite a high mortality rate among Indigenous people, particularly compared, I suppose, to non-Indigenous people and their health outcomes.
Absolutely. If you see what death rates have done over the 50-year interval that we have been tracking them from these records, you can see that the rate of falling of deaths in all age groups has been quite astonishing. I think the continued comparison of Aboriginal life expectancy with that of non-Indigenous people in Australia, and then deploring the fact that we haven't been able to close the gap or diminish the gap, is using the wrong yardstick. It's not acknowledging the very different situations in which these populations are operating and where they've come from, or the different risk factors that are applying to the death rates in those two different populations. We need to look at the trends in Aboriginal death rates on their own merits.
Professor Wendy Hoy from the University of Queensland Medical School speaking to Nance Haxton.